Anita Cantieri was born in Lucca, Italy, on March the 30th, 1910. Anita Cantieri came from a fine Catholic home and even in her school years was thoroughly good, generous, and desirous of sanctity. At 20, she tried entering the active Carmelite Sisters of St. Teresa, but had to leave after 15 months because of ill health. She took up a life at home again as a laywoman, always hoping her illness would pass and give her the chance to return to Carmel. But at 24, she found herself confined to bed almost continuously with excruciating suffering. Realizing at last that it was not Our Lord's wish that she become a Carmelite sister, she became a secular Carmelite on July 1, 1935, in which she took the name of Therese of the Child Jesus. Humble, silent, smiling, she tried to live her motto, love, suffer, be silent. All this is my life synthesized. Anita Cantieri devoted herself with all of her heart to the vocation she had discovered on a sickbed, that of sharing the sufferings of Jesus crucified for the salvation of others. This union with Jesus on the cross, along with love for him in the Blessed Sacrament and love for Mary, were the great devotions of her life. She carried on a remarkable apostolate from a sickbed. People who at first came to console the sufferer went away themselves comforted, counseled, and encouraged. Toward the end of her life, there was a constant stream of visitors to her bedside. Anita had become a fountain of grace for all who came near her. It is still that way, as anyone who approaches her in prayer quickly learns. She welcomes you even now with the same smile and the same love, imparting spiritual favors, peace of heart, strength, a desire for holiness, and the desire for God. Anita Cantieri lived in absolute abandonment to the will of God. She wanted to save the whole world, to be a missionary everywhere, to comfort every pain and suffering, bringing everyone to Jesus, giving Jesus to everyone. For this, she prayed and lived her immolation generously. She wrote, "I would like to throw myself into the midst of souls, to bring them the knowledge of Jesus. I would like to cry out without ceasing, so that everyone would hear how good he is, and I would like to give him in return the love of all our weak hearts." Anita Cantieri entered her eternal reward on the 24th of August, 1942. Anita, you are now with God and beyond all the troubles of this life. Help me to serve Jesus generously, as you did. Make me willing to suffer for him and share his cross if he should ask it. Dear and saintly sister, please intercede with our Lord for me in the matter I bring before you now. Thank you with all my heart. Amen. Venerable Anita Cantieri, pray for us.